This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Because I didn't really ask.
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. By the way, one thing to actually clean up on aisle three, I haven't gotten to this play yet. Drove me crazy. Percy Butler missed a terrible tackle last night that cost the Commanders 35 yards. Ugh. On a Saquon Barkley screen. Drove me crazy. Tackle. Please tackle. All right. So here we go. Five games now against the spread because, again, we picked the Eagles to cover the 3.5 against Washington last night. We were right. One of our rare wins in the last couple of weeks. After 9 weeks, after 10 weeks, we are miserable now. 26-32-2. Through week 11, 1-0, so 27-32-2. Here we go. Give me the Titans plus the 6.5 against Minnesota in Nashville. Now, might sound crazy, right? Minnesota's defense, Will Levis. Will Levis actually played pretty good on his return to the lineup last week. I don't know if that's going to continue, but here's what I know. Sam Darnold is starting to leak major. If we talk about Jaden Daniels, Sam Darnold is struggling big time. Too many turnovers, not enough production, even with Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, and more. Give me the Titans plus the 6.5 at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Game number two. This essentially is a pick'em. Two terrible teams, but one coming off a very emotional victory. Darren Rizzi, the interim head coach. They traded Lattimore. They fired their head coach. New Orleans back at home plus one, so they're home dogs. Barely against the Cleveland Browns, who have obviously a very good defense, and it's Jameis Winston coming back to New Orleans, right? The long, long time New Orleans. No, I'm just teasing. He was there a couple years. Give me New Orleans plus the one against J Dubs and the Brownies. Game three. A lot of people, I think, are picking the horseshoes in this one. You know who's not? This guy. I hate the Jets. The Jets suck. The Jets should all just be, well, you know, they should just be permanently parked in like some municipal airport in Teterboro, wherever rich people fly out of in the New York City area. The Jets stink. But you know who really stinks? Anthony Richardson. He's back in the saddle against a good Jets defense sometimes. They don't stop the run very well. Could be a problem. They don't tackle very well. Could be a bigger problem. I'll still lean towards the Jets. Minus the four, don't love it. But minus the four, I have no respect at this point for Anthony Richardson. None. Jets minus the 4 over Indianapolis. Game 3 of our Super Sunday six-pack. Game 4 is a game you'll all be locked in on. In Pittsburgh, the Steelers, home dogs, plus 3 against the Baltimore Ravens. And obviously it makes sense that the Ravens are a dynamic, explosive offense, but we know what they're not. And that is a good pass coverage secondary unit. And if they get Russell Wilson, if he has anywhere close to the type of games that he's had so far, once he got through the initial quarter and a half against the Jets a couple of Sunday nights ago, I think Russell Wilson can make some plays through the air. Now with Mike Williams in the fold, obviously George Pickens, Pat Freiermuth, at home, Pittsburgh, good defense. Patrick Queen is going to want revenge against this former team. He's already talked about that this week. Give me the Pittsburgh Steelers plus the 3 at home against the Baltimore Ravens. Game number 5, our final game of the week. Kirk Cousins and the Atlanta Falcons. They're going to get Moody. He's been ruled that he's going to play, so that helps. But I think they've ruled out 7 or 8 guys already. Denver is at home. Obviously, weather could be a factor. Denver's defense, certainly a factor. You know, Bo Nix has played better than I think most people thought or have thought. Sean Payton, obviously, is a smart coach. Give me Denver minus the 2 as home favorites. Not even getting the true 3, so I'll take the value on that. Minus 2 over Atlanta. So again, the picks. Titans plus 6.5 over struggling on offense, Minnesota. New Orleans plus the 1 at home against Cleveland. The Jets minus 4 over Indianapolis. The Steelers at home plus 3 over Baltimore. Denver minus the 2 at home against Atlanta. And we already won with the Eagles. Not fly, Eagles, fly. But they won, baby, won. Minus the 3.5 over Washington. Again, through 10-plus weeks, 27-32-2. We really need a big week to at least level the playing ground. The top 6 teams in the NFL, as I see it, through 10 weeks and into week 11, the Chiefs undefeated at Buffalo this week. Again, no Butker, but it looks like they might get Pacheco back. And the other defensive line, Omeniu is what he wanted to say. We'll see about that probably tomorrow for that decision. Number 2, the Detroit Lions. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, even though they had a bad win, as bad of a win as you could have on the road in Houston. That's what made it less of a bad win. But, I mean, Jared Goff had 5 interceptions and should have had 6 or 7. The Lions are number 2. The Buffalo Bills are number 3. Don't look now. Josh Allen having truly an MVP season. If not for Lamar, Josh Allen would be the front runner. He's only got 2 picks, I think, on the year. Or maybe it's 3. I think it's 3. Josh Allen and the Bills at home. I think this is finally the time that they knock off the Kansas City Chiefs. That's how I see it. Number 4 in our Super Sunday six-pack, dueling six-packs, the Baltimore Ravens, team we just picked to lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Ravens are real good, obviously. But are they unbeatable? No. If you can throw the deep ball, if you can stretch the field, and you're at home, and you're a good defense, like the Steelers are, that's how I came to that. But still give the respect to the Ravens. They are number 4 on my top 6. Number 5, the team that beat the Washington Commanders last night. Back in the Super Six Pack, the Philadelphia Eagles. Wasn't sure. They had a bunch of wins against, you know, a bunch of semi-soft teams. Last night, they beat a good team, and they ran away with it late. The Philadelphia Eagles are number 5. And number 6, we stay in Pennsylvania for the team that, again, I think will beat the Ravens on Sunday, and a team that outlasted the Commanders last Sunday, a game I was at. The Pittsburgh Steelers, number 6. Number 6. So the Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens, Eagles, Steelers, 1 through 6. Unlike others, we do not do any committees. We do not do the rest of the league as honorable mentions. And the Commanders are obviously out after two consecutive losses. So that wraps up that part of the show.